from Washington Post, a Swiss solar-powered plane took off from Abu Dhabi early Monday, marking the start of the first attempt to fly around the world without a drop of fuel. Solar Impulse founder Andre Borschberg was at the controls of the single-seater when it took off from the Al Batin Executive Airport. Borschberg will trade off piloting with Solar Impulse co-founder Bertrand Piccard during stopovers on a journey that will take months to complete. The Swiss pilots say their aim is to create awareness about replacing old polluting technologies with clean, efficient technologies.
It's really fun because I've spoken to quite a few people about this in my time as a reporter, and actually I've not talked about this issue when it pertains to an aeroplane. It's been more based around cars.
Yes.
And people have always offered the same argument. They've said that for solar, you just can't generate enough energy to buy a car. And that make a car go, sorry. And the problem with that is that these people have always come to me and they've said this to me, and it's always been followed by a statement along the lines of, oh, cars should be powered by nuclear energy or by hydrogen. I'm like, yes, that would work. But when there's a crash and it goes pop, that would be the end of everyone in the near radius, because when hydrogen explodes, obviously it's very dangerous. But this blows that argument to bits, that solar isn't strong enough, because it's powering a plane, which as far as I'm aware probably needs a lot more energy than a car. So that's a very good scientific breakthrough here, and it could be potentially used for lots of other stuff, like motorbikes and cars and helicopters, and the tricycle we just saw is also solar powered. The reverse egg tricycle, I just don't like the design concept for that. But the point I'm trying to make is that what excites me the most about this is the fact that solar powered is being used in such a high format, because it says to me that it could be used in a lot of other formats that could be very good in terms of pollution and use of gasoline.
But what concerns me about this is it's taking quite a while for it to get from one place to the other. Say the plane is expected to reach its first destination from Abu Dhabi to Muscat, Oman, after about 10 hours of flight. That's quite a short distance in quite a long time.
Yeah, you do make a very good point, actually, because I know that if you were to fly over Standard Airline, for example, British Airways or Air China, you can do a flight from Beijing to London, to the United Kingdom, in roughly that amount of time. And of course that is a much longer stretch than going from the two locations that you said. But the thing is, when these technologies come out, you don't expect them to be perfect from the get-go, and you don't expect it to be as productive and as efficient as using gasoline, because that technology has been in our hands for generations now, and it's been constantly perfected. It's at the point where it's used in sports cars and motorbikes, and people are constantly innovating and pushing the boundaries to make the use of gasoline more productive. Solar's still at the beginning stages of becoming a usable source of power. I haven't completely given up on electricity yet, and I believe some time back I actually spoke to one of the senior members of Tesla in China, and he was talking about the concept that although electricity in cars couldn't be used to make a trip from, say, Beijing to Shanghai, not everyone does that. So if you're traveling a short distance, say from home to work in Beijing or Shanghai, that would be very doable with electricity. And based on the output that they're getting from solar powered planes here, I think short journeys could be very possible based on where the technology is at the moment.
I'm not sure I'm ready to travel by solar energy yet, but I'm ready to, you know, power my house with solar energy. Probably for me, it would be more useful in heating rather than as gas, or to replace gas or fuels in airplanes or in cars.
Yes, so I agree to us. We'll have to let someone else use it. Well, we'll get our panelist, Liming, to try it out. And if he flies safely on the plane and he survives, then we'll give it a go.